You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We have gotten a bunch of emails and really good comments this week on my message line. So thank you guys so much. I do listen to each and every one. One of the reasons is I don't pay anybody to listen to them for me. I'm too cheap. But number two, I do, and they do get to me. And so I really, really appreciate it. I mean, in fact, my XM listeners, again, it is all coming to my line. So thank you all. If you do want to reach me, or at least leave your message, if we're not live, call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Boy, a lot of good stuff to talk about. You know, a lot of us were getting our lattes and our Starbucks drinks, but we don't realize that many of them have more calories than fast food. So we need to talk about that. The reason why this is a subject is I just had a Mick hot chocolate. I don't mean to rip on McDonald's. It was probably the best tasting hot chocolate I ever had. I went up to the, the Mick counter or whatever. I ordered a Mick hot chocolate, you know, because my nose is running. I think I'm getting a little cold, you know, and sniffling. And, I mean, it was good. It was good. But I know that had to at least have had 200-300 calories. I need to look it up. So we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about Occupy LA. Apparently, some of these protesters now are saying that they need therapy because having been thrown in jail and arrested had caused them such trauma. So now they need therapy. So we need to talk about that. Also, there's going to be a bubble gum that may help you lose weight. This is really cool because I really love bubble gum. I don't know if it's bubble gum. I mean, it could be spearmint. It could be strawberry. But I just love bubble gum. So bubble gum can help you lose weight. It's really, really cool how they're doing that. So we're going to talk about that. And then I want to talk about a lady, really beautiful lady. She gets out of a plane, one of those two-seaters, and walks right into the propeller. All right. I guess we need to review plane safety. And we need to talk about the weathers are really getting nippy. Even I'm from southern Nevada. It's even getting nippy here. I think it's supposed to be like 29 degrees tonight. And so we need to talk about frostbite and hypothermia and what you guys should think about. Because some of you, you'll wet your pants, right? Well, guess what? You got a frostbite, especially you gentlemen. So a lot to talk about. So for those who joining us, please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you could just do whatever the heck you want as far as I'm concerned because I'm very, very happy. All right, the other thing I want to talk about, too, is there is going to be this really, really cool breast cancer scan. All right, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the hour where it's not supposed to hurt as much as a mammogram. So, okay, I don't even know what to begin with. Got so much to talk about. Big, big scoop. Okay, so really quickly here. Occupy LA arresters feel traumatized and they might seek therapy. Really? Several said they felt traumatized after witnessing police use non-lethal force and being forced to wait for hours in zip-tie handcuffs. Some displayed cuts on their wrists from the handcuffs. Others complained that they were forced to urinate in bags on the bus as they were transported to jails. Isn't in Europe? Didn't we talk about those little go-go bags where people in Europe aren't going to have bathrooms on the train so they have to pee in a bag? They aren't suing. All right. One speaker urged others to document any complaints, make note of every single violation of human rights. Oh, please. Really? I'm sorry, but I feel traumatized listening to this day in, day out for the past couple months. I'm traumatized. And not to mention all the people in New York and L.A. and wherever that have to walk by these Occupy camps having to hold their nose. Aren't they traumatized? Aren't they? I was just on the, this is on the John Phillips show on KABC. We were discussing this. And, you know, I told him, I go, you know what? I don't disbelieve that these people think they were traumatized. You know, I mean, many people, they look at the story going, okay, well, they're just, you know, crying wolf. I really think that some of these people are brainwashed. You know, I mean, they've been listening to such propaganda. It's the same thing they always say. We're representing the 99% of Americans, 99% of Americans. Yeah, well, 99% of Americans, you know, don't want to have to hold their nose when they walk by, and they'd like the traffic to go smoother so they could get to work. If you really ask 99% of Americans, that's what they want. All right, let us go to work unmolested, please. Can we please go to work? You know, I mean, that's really what they want. But I don't really think they're faking it. I think, you know, after a day or two and then 3 days and a week and 2 weeks, and then it starts getting cold, and some of them in L.A. have the Santa Ana winds and the wind chill factor, I think after a while you really start believing what's being hashed. And you're just going with it. And, it's like, come on. So here's the thing, all right? What should they do? Do they have a case? No, they don't have a case. In fact, I mean, you think many of these people who have been living in tents with scabies and lice and no meals and drug paraphernalia, they should actually thank people for getting them arrested and putting them into a holding cell that's warm, giving them a meal. I mean, maybe cleaning up their clothes. What was that one, Charlie's Angels? They had to be sprayed. Remember, they're in the showers and they had to open up their towel and get sprayed with something. I think that was like a de-lysing. I don't know if they still do that, but you would think these people would be grateful. No. They want to cry. They want to cry foul. And, you know, John Phillips had brought up, he goes, you know, these people, how could they live in filth? If they live in filth, do they start to become mentally ill? I think it's the opposite. Whenever you have a grandma, grandpa, elderly person that starts to kind of keep the newspapers, not do the dishes, not clean up after the cat, starts to that's a sign of mental illness. What I think happened is the most sane people of Occupy Wall Street were there than left. They got the heck out of there. And the people that started to defecate and deal with the drugs and all that was a big group of mentally ill people. I mean, look, Susan Sarandon came that first day. She came, she spoke, and then she got the heck out of there. I think most people with a brain left after the first few days when they realized it was going to be turning into just a drug, lice, scabies infested, I don't know what you call it, camp. All right, so no. Do they need therapy on the state's dollar? No. They needed therapy before they went there. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter. You know, interesting story. There was a burglar that broke into a home, okay? But he was high on bath salts. So he breaks into the home, and I guess he decorates it. You know, because he's high. This was a home in Vandalia, Ohio. Ooh, Vandalia. Oh, I like the name. All right. So anyway, so he breaks in, and then he just decorates the heck out of it. He decorates it as well as, like, remember Buddy the Elf movie? Right, that movie Elf? Yeah, he decorates it that good. And then he's exhausted. He lies on the couch. So little kid, you know, walks into the room, sees him on the couch, of course, calls 911. The kid was 11 years old. All right. And now, of course, the man, his name is Terry Trent, is being charged with burglary, right, and held in a county lockup. Now, of course, some people are going, well, wait a second. He really didn't steal anything. Now, he decorated the house. Come on. My problem is, okay, he went into the house, you know, and he was high, still poses a danger. But it's interesting because I put this picture up on my Facebook fan page, and, I mean, he did a damn good job. The tree, the stockings, I mean, for somebody high, he did really well. I mean, it looked good. So that is the burglar story. Crazy, just crazy. Okay, so for those of you getting all excited about Christmas and eggnog, keep in mind the calories. They say the Starbucks Venti Eggnog Latte, which looks absolutely delicious, has a whopping 579 calories. 579. 24 grams of fat, 74 grams of sugar. Remember McDonald's had McFlurries? I don't know if they sell a McFlurries. Those are 400 calories. Yet, the McDonald's double cheeseburger is 440 calories. You know, a lot of people forget that what they drink adds on more calories than what they're allowed to eat. You know, when I waited tables, I hardly ate all day long. But I'd get thirsty, so I'd drink at the soda machine. No, I never lost weight until I realized stop the soda and drink water. But keep in mind, these lattes, no matter how delicious, I mean, eggnog. Eggnog is egg yolk, cream, sugar, nutmeg. I mean, absolutely yummy stuff. But keep in mind, high in calories. So remember, you are what you eat. Watch what you eat. Be careful. Okay. All right. Let's talk about this chewing gum. This is so exciting. For those joining us, this is a Dr. Dolly show. This is what I wait all day to report on. There is going to be a bubble gum. Well, I can't call it bubble gum. It's going to be a gum that may help you lose weight. Okay. So now we got to read through this, okay? Because there's a team of scientists working on this. This is pretty scientific, and sometimes I don't even understand it, okay? This was led by which researchers, okay? They all, because I want to give these guys credit, but I don't see. Syracuse University. Okay? Now, the scientists believe they're really close to delivering a gum that can help users fight the battle of the bulge one chew at a time, they say. This is being reported in New York Daily News. The gum's formulation is a hormone called human PYY that regulates appetite and energy and is released into the bloodstream when people eat or exercise. Okay? Now, here's the problem. You can't just inject PYY into people, okay? When PYY is given intravenously, it does work as an appetite suppressant, but we got to make it in terms that the masses can take it. So what they're going to do is use vitamin B12. You use vitamin B12 as an oral delivery for this, okay? And then it brings the PYY with the vitamin B12 all in gum form, kind of like nicotine-laced gums, and they'd be able to do it that way, or even oral pills. They say after about 4 hours of chewing gum or taking the pill, because again, they can't be doing IV. You know, we can't be doing IV. Otherwise, we've got these little shop houses all over the place. But if it's oral, then the PYY supplement kicks in after about 4 hours, decreases appetite, and that's great because if it covers you for 4 hours, that's coming into your next meal. Now, why do I like this? Because I get really nervous about HCG. HCG still always bothers me. I get a little nervous about that. The pregnancy hormone, I just get a little nervous about human chorionic gonadotropin. This one may actually be safer. Again, the verdict's not out. Jury's not out on this one. We still need to get more data. But, oh, my gosh, can you imagine gum? I mean, look, I've never been a fan of, pills for losing weight. I always said diet, exercise. But I'm going to tell you something now, okay? It was very easy for me as a doctor in my 20s to tell a lady who was overweight sitting in front of me while I was skinny, honey, you're just not exercising enough. It's just your diet. It's all, you have all the power. Well, now here I am, having turned 40 and having gained weight when I've eaten the same, when I've exercised the same. Now I'm starting to turn into one of those women about to sit in the doctor's office and cry. Like I said, it's very easy when you're young and skinny, your metabolism is up. And when you're older, it is extremely frustrating. Now, true, many older women who play tennis, play racquetball, walk the dog, stay very active, run marathons, they could do it. But there's a lot of women that can't. There's more to this weight gain for men and women than we like to believe. It's not really calories in equals calories out. We like to pretend it is because we think everything is science, but there's more to it. There are some people that will just follow their genetic lineage and become butterballs. In our family, the women look like weebles. We look like weebles. Now, a couple of us women have been able to buck it. But if you got all of us women into one room, we would look like weebles. All right? I'm not a weeble because I fall. You push me, I fall. But the rest of us, no. We kind of still stand upright. But we're big women. That's just how we are. I wear size 10 shoes. I have a size 10 foot. All right, we are big boned women. My breast size, well, you all know. But anyway, all right, so, you know, we can't just say, all right, you know, if you're gaining weight, well, it's your fault. You're eating the ho-hos. Yeah, some of us do eat the ho-hos. But a lot of these people, men, women, they don't know what more to do. So I am not against surgeries or supplements if, A, they're healthy, if they also induce you having, you know, still good dietary behaviors and exercise behaviors. You know, you can't be eating bonbons and slipping a diet pill in there. No, that's not going to work. But if you're doing everything possible and you're like we were talking about that little 219-pound third grader from Ohio last week. Remember, we're talking about this little 200-pound boy, third grader who was taken from his mom by foster families. Now, I have seen a lot of overweight children where moms are slim, siblings are slim. This kid, I don't want to say this particular kid, but many of these kids, they're not eating chips and junk food. He has some gene issue. Now, again, they aren't giving us the specifics of this case of the child that was taken away from mom. They aren't telling us, you know, how many nutritional visits and consults mom did. If mom's taking the child to the doctor, they're making it sound like mom had been given a year and she didn't. Yet I heard other sources saying she did. She didn't take him to the doctor. She didn't take him to the nutritionist. The problem is that some of these kids, they really need an endocrinologist. They need somebody that can look at the hormones, figure out what's going on. Is it a cortisol issue, an adrenal issue, a thyroid issue? What is going on? And you see it time and time again. So many people and their families, they have a look to them. And they eat just as much as a skinny person does, yet they're fat. So, you know, researchers do need to figure this out. And no, I am not opposed to taking a supplement. All right. Now, what do I think of the phentermines and the fastens and the speed? No, those I don't like. The reason why I don't like it is, you know, for many people, it could hurt the heart. I had one patient claim it gave her a seizure and she almost killed a kid and they gained the weight back. So I'm not that excited. But I do like the idea of researchers coming up with something that lowers the appetite that isn't a form of speed. I mean, because that's the thing. Some of us are hungry and some of us aren't. You know, when you see somebody push a plate away, oh, I'm too nervous to eat. I wish I had that. I'm too nervous to eat. When I'm nervous, I eat. When I'm nervous, I eat. All right, how do I get to be a person who's too nervous to eat? How do I get to be a person like that? So we have to realize that we all are from the same cookie cutter cookie sheet, or however the analogy goes. Right? We need to individualize treatment, and yes, maybe some of us will need to take a supplement. But keep in mind, many people that have been popping supplements for years, they gain the weight back. You can only pop a supplement for so long. I can't tell you how many of my patients who did the HCG diet gained the weight back. Now, it's frustrating that, you know, it works. These HCG diets work. You lose the weight, you lose the appetite, you go to 500 calories a day, it works, but how long can you keep it? And is it healthy to keep it that long? Atkins diet. Atkins diet worked, right? My brother was on the Atkins diet, all steak and cheese. He lost weight, but how long can you do that for? And is it even healthy? So if they could find something that is inert or has no side effects that'll help decrease your appetite, they need to. Because with all the diabetes and all the obesity and the high blood pressure and the stroke and death, I mean, you want to save money. If Obamacare wants to save money, help research these anti-obesity medications. Help the pharmaceutical companies out to figure this out. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Barney Frank is about to end 30-plus years in Congress. The Massachusetts Democrat says redistricting would have made a re-election bid too taxing.
If you are an incumbent who's representing people you haven't represented before, you get the worst of both worlds. You are tagged as an incumbent, but you haven't had a chance to show those people what your incumbency can mean in terms of being their advocate.
Frank's retirement puts California Democrat Maxine Waters in line to replace him as the top-ranking Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee. Also, an SR.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy, and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And let me see. There's something else I wanted to bring up. Some political news came in, so I just want to pull this up as it comes in. You know, that's the one thing I'm really frustrated by is I don't get to do live breaking news. I was able to do live breaking news on Saturday when Herman Cain made his announcement because I was on air. But unfortunately, a lot of you listened to the show delayed, and so it's kind of frustrating that I can't give you live breaking news. But it turns out Dan Quayle has just just put his backing behind Mitt Romney. Dan Quayle is going to endorse Mitt Romney. So that's kind of interesting. Now, people have been asking, is Governor Jan Brewer putting her name against endorsement, or Senator John McCain? Both of them are still saying, Mom, all right, they are not going to endorse a candidate. I don't know if I would either. I don't know if I would endorse a candidate right now. I mean, you know, it really is up for grabs. I mean, I never expected Newt Gingrich to do as well as he's doing. I mean, you know, when Herman Cain pulled through, that was amazing. He just, you know, came in from behind and did well, and then all of a sudden that, you know, we all know what happened there. Now, what's interesting is Herman Cain suspended his campaign, but he's still fundraising. He's still fundraising. I guess he's in Iowa right now doing a fundraiser. So a lot of people are like, well, what is he fundraising for, right? I mean, is he going to run for another office? Is he doing this so he could put money behind Newt? Is he, you know, what's going on here? So it sounds like he's not needing money. It sounds like he's got about $600,000 in debt, but he has saved up about $14 million. Just, you know, I don't know if I would donate right now because I don't think he's running for president anymore. So where's your donation going? They said, well, some things Herman Cain can do. He can't keep the money. Okay, whenever you suspend your campaign, you really can't keep the money. But if you're traveling to do fundraisers and things like that, you could use the money for travel. You could use the money for your expenses. You could even give the money to a charity. You know, Herman Cain could do that, and that could benefit himself. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather be the one giving it to the charity, you know? I mean, it came from Dr. Dahlia. But, I mean, again, I like Herman a lot. He's radio folk, very intelligent man. I still think he would have been a wonderful, wonderful president. Just looks like had a lot of issues with the ladies. So now we got to, you know, concentrate on Newt Romney. I don't know if Bachman's going to move forward. I don't know. Bachman says she's going to get a lot of Herman Cain supporters. But I don't know. I mean, if I was a part of any of the other camps, I would say that, too. As soon as Herman Cain said, I'm suspending my presidency, I would have said, you know, if Dr. Dahlia was running, I would have said, yeah, you know what? We just got told most Herman Cain supporters are coming to us, Dr. Dahlia. Because remember, this whole thing about Mitt Romney and Newton, it's so manipulated by the media. You know, nobody even knew Newt was coming from behind until, you know, more and more media coverage, you know, look at this. And then the polls started to match. So it's all how the media plays it, you know. So what are you going to do? All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, I got a question. When I go number
Hello?
Two,
No, Saki?
A lot of times it hurts down there if you haven't gone in a while. I don't know if my wife will have a fissure. I'll have hemorrhoids. It bleeds for days afterwards. I try to keep my fiber up. I tried laxatives. Nothing really helps. Easy distance. Thank you.
Okay. So if you're talking about hemorrhoids or you're talking about anal fissures, and thank you again for calling. Our answer line is 1-877-DOC-DALI, if I'm not live, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Here's the problem. If you're having bleeding, it's got to get looked at by a gastroenterologist. I mean, doing the stool softeners is very logical. You want to, you know, soften the stool so you aren't pushing and making yourself bleed. Now, we've talked about hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are those veins, right, that are in the rectal area around the anus, and when you push, or if you're a truck driver, if you've been pregnant and you've had a lot of pressure, these little valves in the veins collapse, and then the vein poofs out and it looks like a round grape. Okay, we used to call them piles. Now we call them hemorrhoids. Put the sandwich down if you don't want to be grossed out. But we're talking about hemorrhoids right now, okay? And, yes, these things bleed because they're vascular. Hemorrhoids bleed. Now, anal fissures is a tearing in the skin that lines the anus. So if you have tearing, that could also cause bleeding because you're tearing. Now, usually most of these fissures will heal up as long as you aren't, you know, continually pushing. But if you're having that much bleeding, I'm thinking it may be more hemorrhoids than the fissure. And I'm sorry I can't draw a picture. Aren't you guys glad this is radio and not TV? But here's the thing, it's really common. I know a lot of you have rectal bleeding, and you don't do anything about it because you don't talk to your friends about it. It's not like something you guys talk about, you know? All right, I'm in, all right? Or hit me on this on the 17 or whatever you guys do when you play blackjack. We aren't supposed to hit you. You're supposed to stay on the 17, right? But no, you guys aren't going to be talking to each other about hemorrhoids and rectal bleeding, et cetera. So that's what my job is. My job is you need to get that checked. You need to see a gastroenterologist because, A, we need to know why they're not healing. Two, some of them may need to be surgically removed. All right. Three, if you are fissuring and tearing, it's going to get infected. What goes near the anal fissure? Well, your stool. And stool has E. coli. It's very easy for that area to get infected. I've seen abscesses, and I've had to drain these abscesses. So tender, so horrible. But here's the other thing. When somebody says, Dahlia, I just have hemorrhoids, that's all it is. Well, why are you getting the hemorrhoid? Why did you have to push? Are you a truck driver? Or, you know, did you have a pregnancy? Or do you have a mass? Do you have a mass up higher and it's causing this, you to have to push the stool out because the stool is trying to go around this big mass? And I can't tell you how many times I have pregnant women or truck drivers tell me, no, Dahlia, I'm a truck driver, so I'm good. We had a pregnant lady a couple years ago in town, just, you know, gave birth. She was having bleeding hemorrhoids. It turned out to be rectal cancer. I don't want to scare you all. I don't want anybody, you know, going, oh, my gosh, rectal bleeding is going to be cancer. I got cancer. Most likely it's hemorrhoids. The problem is we can't say. You could have internal hemorrhoids up higher, external hemorrhoids, but you could have a mass. We don't know. Or you could have hemorrhoids that don't bleed, and you're bleeding from something else higher. Here's the thing. Colon cancer is really common. Very common, either from our ancestors or with the way we eat or all the nitrates in our food. So whenever I see a person that has any blood in the stool, I assume it's something insidious until proven otherwise. Okay? The colon is guilty until proven innocent, meaning you need to get a colonoscopy. You need to get that looked at. And, you know, keep in mind, these hemorrhoids can bleed and bleed and bleed. You could become anemic. It's not good. You can only do so much. Now, sometimes what we do is if we've done the colonoscopy and everything looks good and you're on a good diet, you're eating a lot of fiber, sometimes we use these Anusol suppositories. What, Dr. Dahlia, I'm not going to stick anything in my butt? Listen to me, okay? They're Anusol suppositories, and what they do is they have a little bit of steroid in there, and what that does is it decreases the swelling, because remember, if you're swollen, now you have a real tiny tube out which to push the stool, and that just makes matters worse. So the steroid kind of shrinks everything down, and it helps things along, okay? But that would be as a last treatment. First, you need to go to a gastroenterologist. You can also do these sitz baths where you soak in warm water for about 10 to 20 minutes every day. It kind of relaxes the sphincter, promotes healing. Don't put bubble bath in there. No rubber duckies. Just, you know, you sit there. And, I mean, it sounds like you've done everything else. I mean, you know, believe it or not, sometimes they even Botox the rectum, especially for anal fissures. Yeah. They actually, I mean, they Botox everything now. They will Botox your butt. Yep, they will. You could Botox breasts. You could Botox under the arm to stop sweating. We use Botox now for migraines. They Botox everything. But no. Your doctor will not Botox your butt. That won't happen. That won't happen. Excuse me. So just, okay, you guys can eat your sandwich now. I think I'm done with the subject. But you have to see a gastroenterologist. And thank you for calling. Great call, because it's such an a subject that I think a lot of us are suffering with. And we're afraid to. Now, so, okay, put the sandwich down. I'm not done. Some people say, well, how much blood are we talking? You know, sometimes I just wipe and there's a little bit. That's enough to look into it. That's enough. Again, if you can't say that that blood is not from a tumor, then you can't say, you don't know where it's from. You have to get it checked and make sure it's okay. And then, of course, eat your fiber, eat well, and get your regular colonoscopies. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's
888-988-3325. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this is cool. All right, many of us have had to undergone mammograms, men too, you know, if men feel a lump, but they finally have come up with something that actually looks pretty promising. British scientists have created this breast screening system, they say, using the anti-landmine technology that can detect cancer in seconds. And I don't want to get too excited because I do see some pitfalls with this, but it's interesting. It's cheaper. There's less radiation, and it looks more comfortable. Now, the information I have on my Facebook fan page, you see the woman lying on her stomach, all right? She looks covered, and her breasts are actually in cups. So it's not like you're just standing there out there wide open while the tech is squishing you and squishing you. You get to just, you know, lie down on a bed, except they're in cups. You know, come to think of it, I like to sleep on my stomach a lot. I wonder if I could kind of build cups into the bed. Because honestly, I squish myself. Well, oh no, sorry. Wake up with one breast over your shoulder. Okay, so anyway, they expect that this system will be in use within 5 years in Britain, and then hopefully a little bit later, as usual, in America. Okay, so let's kind of describe this now. So what it has is a patient lies face down on a bench, and there's the cups. The breast nestles in a ceramic cup. Nestle, I don't know how nestling it is. And there's a ceramic cup that kind of lines the scanner. The scanner has 60 antenna, which transmit radio waves, right, as opposed to X-ray waves. So it's less radiation through the breast, and then it relays signals to the computer. The signals distinguish between the normal breast tissue and tumors by picking up accumulations of blood and water. Then the information is displayed as a 3D image and highlights a hot spot in red. So you're looking at this, and I'm looking at from the Daily Mail. You're looking at this, and it actually looks too good to be true. It's cheaper. It looks like a better image, but here's the problem. Did you see what they said? They said it highlights a hot spot. They pick up accumulation of blood and water. So it kind of sounds like using radio waves, you know, kind of some ultrasound technology type of stuff. Remember, cysts can do that. Infection could do that. So somebody could claim that this could pick up a lot of false positives. All right? But here's the thing. The reason why I think a lot of women have a problem with mammograms and false positives is because the mammogram is so damn uncomfortable, it's so embarrassing, it's so demeaning that if this test was being done, I think they would kind of go into this whole process being less grumpy. All right, now, do I think it's going to be good enough as a mammogram? I don't know. I don't know because not all cancer, you know, has fluid with it. Some cancers could be kind of dry. However, many cancers are more vascular. So if it's picking up extra vasculature, because remember, cancer needs a lot of blood. It picks up a lot of blood flow. Cancer also has higher metabolism. That's why people with cancer lose weight. Not only do they lose their appetite, but cancer is very highly metabolic. So you would spend a lot of energy trying to keep that cancer alive. So if they're going to enhance this test, looking at metabolism, looking at heat, looking at, you know, I think, well, they've already been talking about thermograms for breasts. You know, really interesting technology. Very interesting. The reason why I'm all excited about this is maybe more women will get mammograms if it's more comfortable. And again, also, I mean, it's very, you know, women don't like to be naked in front of other women. I know a lot of you, you know, watch the wrong kind of TV, so you're looking at me dumbfounded. But no, it's true. A lot of us, we really don't like to undress. You know, and people are like, well, just another woman. But okay, keep in mind, after having a couple kids, you know, and you're older, you know, you have a young 20-year-old girl doing your, you know, mammogram, you're embarrassed. I mean, you know, here you are, you're lifting your breasts off the ground. They're telling you to, you know, keep the breast up, and it keeps on wanting to fall and flip to the east and flip to the west. It's embarrassing. Nobody wants to do that. It looks like in this particular case, you know, if she says, okay, go lie down and then I'll come in, it's nice for those of us that are a little shy. So I'm kind of worried about, you know, shyness, and I got my annual pap smear tomorrow. Yes, I was thinking about having it, you know, done on air, you know, how Katie Kirk did her colonoscopy on air. You know, maybe I could do my pap smear on air. You know, the doctor's like, whoa, what's that? No. I won't do that. You guys don't need to know about that. But I, you know, it's frustrating. We women, but that's why I also understand you men out there not wanting to get a prostate check, not wanting to get a colonoscopy. Like the previous message we got from the caller who had bleeding, you know, it's easy for me to say, go get a colonoscopy. Have you had a colonoscopy? It's not that fun. It's really not that fun. A room full of people. I mean, when I had mine done, you know, the nurse was a man, the doctor was a man, the anesthesiologist was a man. You know, and you're going to be put to sleep. Now, I trust them all, but gosh, you know, just no privacy. No privacy. All right. Let's talk about this. This is a really sad case. A beautiful model, Lauren Scruggs. This was in the news today from Plano, Dallas. Had to be taken to the hospital because after a sightseeing venture on a plane, she walked right into the airplane propeller. It cut off her hand, sliced her head, shoulder. I mean, this is a beautiful girl. I believe she also does wardrobe for Gossip Girl. I think she's worked in the wardrobe department for that. And what happened is, I think she was going on a sightseeing trip, you know, looking at Christmas lights, and she got out of the plane, and I don't know if she was talking or whatever, but she walked right into the propeller while at the airport. And, I mean, just, oh. All right. FAA is doing, of course, an investigation to kind of figure out what's going on. The identity of pilots has not been revealed. I mean, I was under the impression that everything has to be shut off. I mean, my husband's a pilot, and he would not let us out of the plane till everything was off. I don't know what was going on. Yet, you know, with helicopters, you know, you leave the propellers or the rudders going, and everybody has to kind of duck and hide when they go. It's a shame because sometimes you get so used to the sound, you know, so used to the purr of it that you don't realize, and you can't see it. You know, it goes so fast. You just can't see it. And I know many of us, this brings back the image from Raiders of the Lost Ark, where Harrison Ford was, you know, trying to beat up that big ball guy. And he did, and he ran him right into the propeller. But still, that propeller was slower. You could see it. Many of these small plane propellers, you just don't see. And it's just heartbreaking that she went through that. So we'll see. Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, there's been a lot of news here about hangover cures, and where the FDA now is looking into a hangover cure that has a little bit of aspirin, a little bit of caffeine, an acid protector. I mean, cool stuff, but we've talked about hangovers pretty thoroughly on this show. And we actually had opened up the phone lines and we said, what's your favorite hangover cure? Still, I'd love to hear it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And most people said, well, hair of the dog. Hair of the dog is the best thing to take for a hangover. Now, hair of the dog, what is that, Bloody Mary? Right, drinking a Bloody Mary, the alcohol is supposed to kind of make you feel a little better. The juice is supposed to add a little acidity. The tomato is supposed to give you a little energy, I guess, from the Bloody Mary. Not my favorite thing because I don't want you getting more alcohol into you. Okay, plus also remember your stomach is very acidic. So I don't think that's a good idea. You know, a lot of times they say, well, okay, then eat greasy breakfast. Here's the thing. All right, when we were in medical school, it was fluids. Many times the reason why you're hungover is because you're dehydrated. So you need to get the fluids in. As long as you don't have congestive heart failure or heart condition or lung condition, you need to get the fluids in. The reason why coffee helps is because of the caffeine, but also the fluid. You know, they say water and sports drinks, not the worst thing. Because, again, you want to watch the sugar content because, remember, with alcohol, you already consumed a lot of sugar with that. But hydration is key. Resting, yes, you may have to take some Tylenol, but keep in mind, be careful with the Tylenol or the acetaminophen because you just had a bunch of alcohol causing that hangover. And, again, you have to watch the type of alcohol. We were talking about how many young kids in their 20s and 30s are now coming in with alcoholic liver disease. And I had talked about how sometimes the quality of the alcohol shouldn't make a difference. It makes a difference with hangover. It doesn't make a difference in cirrhosis. Alcohol will kill the liver no matter what. But that's an issue, too, drinking the cheap stuff. But, guys, it's all about fluids. And, really, if you want to avoid a hangover, don't drink. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, keep on board. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.